Zvachim per ches mishnaches 8:8. Here we have dam tamimin bedam bali mumin. You have the blood that's supposed to go on the mizbeach of a regular unblemished animal that gets mixed with the blood of bali mumin, of an animal or animals that are blemished. Now the thing is, the Torah prohibits explicitly putting the blood of a mum, a blemished animal, on the mizbeach. Pasuk says in Vayikra Chaf Beis Chaf Dalid, Lo Sakrivu LaHashem, you cannot offer it to Hashem, which is learned from there, talking about the blood of a mum. And therefore, everyone's going to agree, in this case, Yishafech La'ama, even if Lezer holds, you can't put it on as if it were water, because the Torah says you can't put it on at all, period. And therefore, the whole mixture gets poured into the irrigation canal, whatever it is, the channel that's going through the Azara. And again, you wait till after sundown, because until then it is, you know, still the mixture is containing legitimate blood that you're not allowed to put on, but also it's a mixture of stuff that you are allowed to put on. Okay, now what happens if kos bekosos, a cup with other cups? So what the Mishnah is setting up here is a mixture not of a lach balach nature, of two things mixed together that are liquids, and like in every sample you're going to have, you know, some of the permitted, some of the forbidden blood. We're talking about discrete cups. Let's say you have three cups. Two of the cups were containing legitimate blood and one was containing the blood of a blemished animal. So they get mixed up. You don't know which is which. So now you cannot put any of them on. Now really, midoraisa, the usual rule is that you have what's called bitul barov, the mixture. If you have a mixture, so then all the elements get the status of the majority. Since two are legitimate and valid, one is illegitimate, all three get the status of the mixture, meaning they all should be permitted on a doraisa level. Since, however, one of the cups is forbidden to be put on altogether, and it's significant to itself, a separate cup of blood, and therefore it's going to be midrabanan, not batel. Midrabanan. Okay, so this really is the same kind of setup we had back in Mishnah Hay, earlier in the Mishnah, and the idea is we're going to say, okay, so everyone agrees at that point you're stuck, you can't put a forbidden one on the mizbeach, so therefore if you know which is the forbidden ones, you can't put any of them on the back, and we'd sort of be waited out. However, if one of the cups gets inadvertently put on the mizbeach, and it was before the question is raised, oh, we have a mixture here, one gets poured. Can now we ascribe and say, oh, Taliyah, we can say the one that went on, that was the one, let's assume that was the one that was not supposed to go on, but now it is on, so what's left, all are permitted, and therefore chayav to be put on the mizbeach. So the thought, really, like we said back in Mishnah Hay, is that alone, of course, wouldn't be enough, but if we know that we have two cups here, and for sure at least one of them is a mitzvah to put on, maybe one is an aver, but it's an aver derabanan, and at most, and on top of that, we have a possibility to say there's nothing wrong at all here because the one that was forbidden midrabanan has gone on already, perhaps. So in that case, we're going to see Rabbi Eliezer is going to be consistent with what he said back in Mishnah Hay and say you can put the pair of cups on at the same time because you're for sure doing a mitzvah there. You may not be doing any aver whatsoever, and even if you, any of your worst case scenario, you're talking about it's an aver midrabanan, so he lets that, like back in Mishnah Hay. The Chacham's going to not allow, just like they did in back Mishnah Hay. They said, no, since midrabanan it's not batal, you have a mixture of possibly forbidden things here, even rabbinically forbidden, and therefore we're not letting you put any on the mizbeach. Again, you'll wait till sundown, pour them all down the irrigation channel there, and oh, I shouldn't get irrigation, I should say it's just the water channel in the plumbing, the water channel in the Azara. And if you'll ask, the principles here are exactly the same as back in Mishnah Hay. Why in the world should we differentiate between the two cases, between like limbs and blood? So the answer is, you might have thought that the blood is more consequential because the blood is like the essential korban, right? That what going in the mizbeach, it's important, but it's not the essential thing. The blood going on the mizbeach is what affects kapar or not. It affects the korban being done or not. So you might have thought that because the blood is the essential thing, there's more reason to be lenient or more strict, and therefore the Mishnah is clarifying, no, the positions are the same for blood as it would be with limbs. In that very unique scenario where someone's gone on already, you can ascribe it to that, at least Rabbi Eliezer holds. If you're doing two at the same time after that event, it'd be permitted. Chacham said at all events, no, you can't. The Mishnah says inside, if you have kos bekosos, these cups getting mixed together, so at least three cups or more, where you have one invalid from a mum mixed with other cups that are, yes, valid. And again, the liquid's not, each cup is 100% either permitted or 100% forbidden. No commingling. Then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Karav Kos Echad, if one cup had already, in the past tense, been offered wrongly, but now what's done is done, then Yikruvu Kolakosos, the remainders can be also applied to Mizbeach, again, because we have for sure a mitzvah happening here, a mosa derabanan. If something's going wrong and perhaps nothing at all, we can ascribe the one that went on as the one who was the Isra derabanan in the first place. V'cham omrim, no, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'achar mehen, even if everything went on except for one, meaning you have 100 cups and you have just this remaining, then yishafech lama, that one you can't assume it's okay, the number of statistics, it's forbidden, therefore it gets poured down the water channel in the Azara. Again, you'll wait till after sundown. The same proviso here exists back in Mishnah Hay, which is, truth is, if there's just one cup left, even Rabbi Eliezer hold, you can't offer it. You need to have two cups because you need to be sure you're doing a mitzvah. And if it's just one, it could be the very one, which is the forbidden one. And therefore, the pshat in the Mishnah here is you have one, meaning one pair of cups left. Then Chacham would say, still too bad, you can't put it on, even if it's one pair against 100. But Rabbi Eliezer would be lenient. Halacha follows the Chachamim, so we take this rabbinic isser seriously, and then we don't do taliyah, we don't ascribe anything, and we say if a mixture of forbidden and permitted, since you can't do the forbidden parts, midrabanan, you can't put any on at all.